This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Drake May is a great quarterback, has a good team around him now. I can see him being a top five candidate for MVP in the future, maybe year 3, 4, 5 or something along those lines. But he's not going to be a top five candidate this year.
A little too soon. He's well on his way of becoming a good football player. Can't throw him great yet.
No.
There's too many variables in this sport for him to just have that crazy of a leap. New offensive coordinator, so he's going to be juggling new protections, new calls, new language, new players to get used to. Let's pump the breaks. Let's just try to make the playoffs before we talk about MVP.
Who are these two dudes arguing with?
You know what? Guys that don't live here. Guys that live out there somewhere. That
out there is right.
That
way
don't follow
out there.
Don't follow the team on a day-to-day basis. That's what you get.
Has one person, you're as optimistic as anyone, Ted, about Drake May and the Patriots. I didn't hear you once say he was going to be a top five MVP candidate.
That's crazy.
Like, that's crazy talk.
Yeah, it is crazy talk.
And yet Gronk is arguing with it like somebody said it. And no one has said that. Even the Drake May in his dream of dream worlds, like if he got his birthday wish, is probably thinking, well, there's Lamar, there's Josh Allen, there's Joe Burrow, there's Patrick. Well, I'm probably not going to be a top five MVP candidate. I'll just make the playoffs and be good and be a young star.
I would hope that he could be like a top 15 this year. A top 15 quarterback would be something I would shoot for if I was him.
Well, some think he was QBR last year. I believe he was like 17th in the NFL. Which includes running and all those various other whatever aspects. I think he was 17th in QBR. So, yeah, that's a reasonable goal. I think you could even say, shoot for top 10.
Well, shoot for absolutely.
Right? But top five is just not happening. Not happening. It is whoever you want to put. There's four spots that are taken that are locked down until proven otherwise in the top five.
There's too many good quarterbacks right now, especially in the AFC.
And also, probably before we start talking about MVPs and top fives, maybe, just maybe, I'm throwing this out there, Fitzy, just an idea, have one OTA practice where the media doesn't say you suck, because he's had two that were open to the media, and he sucked in both.
So, or just have two in a row where they say he's been good.
No, I don't even.
Competent,
who's
successful.
They? You mean media, right?
And the four interceptions, whatever, we can dismiss all that.
State media,
ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Peter.
Because the media hasn't said it yet. The only person that said he was good was Reese's source at the session that no media was allowed
correct,
to watch.
Correct.
Which,
at the Kim Jong-un session?
The Kim Jong-un session, the Putin session. Putin down at Putin Place down there in Foxborough.
Mike Reese's picnic?
Mike Reese's picnic. No, if Mike Reese's picnic had been there, he would have seen it. But Mike Reese's picnic wasn't there. It was just Putin Place
Putin
down
Place.
In Foxborough. I still don't believe that. He's off to a bad start. There's no other way to put it. No. And I'm not going to, like, the sky isn't falling. I'm not off the Drake May train. But he's not off to a good start.
What is that? What is that?
What?
Well, why is he off to a bad start?
Because he's a young quarterback with a new offense and a new coach and receivers who aren't that good that he doesn't probably even trust that they're going to be in the right spot at all times. He's got an offensive line that can't block the guys in front of him that know it's 3rd and 10 and they're getting after him.
And?
That felt like a lot. You need more?
I'm hoping you get to where I want you to go, which is he's got an offensive coordinator. And one thing a new offensive coordinator that I worry.
Yeah, I said that. That was in there.
Oh, my bad.
Said it fast.
Did you say that he can be arrogant at times and maybe it's all about his system? And I think sometimes Josh McDaniels
did not say that.
Does not just kind of take baby steps. He's got to show you how smart he is and how, you know, how complex the system
Ted,
is.
Let's have a conversation off air about this, too, about Josh McDaniels and maybe a potential role on WEEI Afternoons in the future before we go too far down this road.
Okay. All right. All right. But look, so I just think he's the guy that can be not the easiest to kind of maybe work with as far as
agreed
system goes. So I think that's maybe part of it as well.
But should that be showing itself in week one? Like, shouldn't week one be very, like, we're on the first page of the playbook and then the second? I saw your old playbook had the huddle in it. It was like a high school playbook. It had the huddle, and I was like, wow, they really started the
page
basics?
Page one of page 1,000.
Yeah. No, I know, but literally it's like started over.
That's right.
If you want to know if you're the right guard, here's where you are in the huddle. If you're like,
my guess is Josh is over. He looked over that part. He's like, you know what? You guys know how to huddle, which maybe he's going too fast. Maybe he needs to slow it down and needs to teach him how to get in the huddle.
But Mr. Josh McDaniel.
This is not stunning to me that he's not off to. Now, did I expect him to throw four interceptions? No, I didn't expect that. I would never expect that. But to say that there's going to be a growth period here, expected, right? With all these changes. And maybe he and Josh do need to get on the same page, learn each other. Maybe Josh. Now, I'm hoping Josh is doing what we were told and I was told that he was doing, which was streamlining and modernizing and pulling from other offenses that are more modern for young quarterbacks, athletic, all those things that we heard. I'm hoping he's not just saying, mimeograph the Tom Brady offense, which had 6,000 pages and adjustments. And here, Drake, I need you to be Tom Brady, because he's never going to be Tom Brady. He can be different and good, but he's never going to be Tom Brady. So I hope you're not right about that with the ego and sort of force feeding this system. Fitzy, are you in any way as the super fan, the Foxborough faithful representative here on this program? Are you?
Am I?
Yeah, you've been less faithful in recent years, but we need your faith, reinvigorated
faith. Not so much anymore, but that's for a future debate.
What is your reaction to two practices that have the media, and two times we get reports of either interceptions, you know, bad throws, Curran's tone yesterday? Like, any concern with where this is right now?
Major concerns? No. Slight concerns? Yes. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I would say I would probably put it at, if we're going to go 0 to 10, I'd put it at a 3.5. I wouldn't go like beyond DEFCON 4. It probably, if anything, just points to the difficulty that anybody may have picking up the Josh McDaniels system. Now, and potentially the talent around him, and I know we'll get to that at the top of the next hour, but, you know, Drake May is a smart dude. Like, what, everything that we talked about last year, the processing, the ability to pick things up at a rate even no other coordinator or coach was prepared for. He's so smart, the way McVay and everyone else gave him tongue baths. I expect him to acclimate to this offense no matter how much Josh McDaniels has reconfigured it after this spiritual football journey that he went on for a year. It's just going to take time. We can't expect it to happen overnight. That's why I said in my 3-point stance, and I have numbers that I can back it up with as well, the New England Patriots would be best served to lean on the running game more this year and not just thrust the entirety upon their laser rocket armed, you know, wunderkind second year quarterback.
All right. On the other side, we'll continue this discussion of expectations for the Patriots, their record, ESPN's Football Power Index, what they think, what Ted thinks.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.